This is Don Brady. Today's date is April 11th, 1973. The time is 7:15 p.m. I will be interviewing Mrs. Norman McCauley of Bay City, Michigan. The topics to be discussed are important figures in Bay City's history, Norman McCauley's work and parameters, the Bay City that existed in the 20s compared to the 70s, and women's suffrage movement, who was involved then and in what was accomplished.
Okay.
No problem.
It's going to be all in there. You mentioned women's suffrage, and you were involved in that. And you mentioned a couple of ladies.
Well, Mrs. Kelton was chairman of the, Mrs. Frank Kelton.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband was mayor of Bay City.
Mm-hmm.
And he was some, I've forgotten his title anyway. He was, but he was head of the West Bay City Sugar Company.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a family business. And Mr. Mundy was president. I'll tell you a story later on that was told to me, speaking about all those hotels down there and what went on. And there was another sugar company up in Essexville where they had a nice Columbus building was along there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to ask someone the name of that. So another sugar company.
Okay.
I don't know whether it was a branch of the one. I think there's one at Seba.
Right, there's a big one at Seba.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or part of the Saginaw company. I don't remember that. I remember it well, but not the name offhand. It was the original sugar company, Jim told me. It was on Woodside.
Mm.
And then there was the West Bay City Sugar. I told you about the tramps and the shanties down there, didn't I?
No.
And the D-Gang, I did mention it when you first came in. It was where the Veterans Park is now, and there was a lot of shrubbery, you know. And that was a tough place, and they lived in shanties.
Mm-hmm.
And they were called the D-Gang because they drank canned heat, you know.
Oh, did they?
And they would go around begging for a little money. And, well, they were just tramp bums.
How long did they last? What year was that?
Oh, that would be, I don't know, 1915 or something like that.
Was it, it wasn't where Winona Park is, but where?
No, no, it was across.
Mm-hmm. Was that
see, that was all just like it is below that hit. No, I guess it's the color of it there now. But, you know, there is a part north of Lafayette Bridge is still sort of wild, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of it was. And,
were they there just for just a whole row?
Well, they lived there, yes. I don't know too many, you know, the shanties were hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you didn't go down near the D-Gang, you know.
I see.
And,
what did the D-Gang stand for, you know?
I think denatured alcohol or something like that. They like denatured alcohol. I wouldn't know, really, but they like denatured alcohol, and that's probably what, why they were called that.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke of that old hotel over on Midland, Litchfield, didn't I? I told you it was a Hayes house. It wasn't. It was a Clifton, and Mr. Hayes ran it.
Mm-hmm.
Jim told me that. Oh, he'd have a lot of stories for you. If you, and I can get, I know he'd be very pleased to do it. One interesting thing he told me, when the, before the Aladdin built, you know, the Aladdin house, they were looking for a site.
Mm-hmm.
And Essexville offered to change the name of Essexville to Aladdin City if they would build down there.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. They they built off the Linda Street Bridge.
Were they a big company then, back then?
Well, they were just starting, I think.
Where did they have to offer the city that they changed the name, though? If they weren't a big
Essexville.
Company? Yeah, but why would Essexville want it if
they want them to build down there?
For the big, the plant, get the plant there.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They want. And they were looking for a site, you see, of the Aladdinware. Mm-hmm. And said that they were trying to get from the Essexville. Mm-hmm. And of course, Essexville is far from what it is today. And, I thought that was an interesting sideline.
What year was that? Did Essexville offer?
Oh, I wouldn't know. Before I came here, yeah. I think. You could find out, you know, when the Aladdin built.
Yeah, I'm
you just could just call the office and ask if you're making history. And then the first Defoe boat work, it was called the boat Defoe and Ship and Motor Works. And that was at the end of Fifth Street. Mm-hmm. Right down there near where the park is.
Oh, really?
It was his first. Mm-hmm. Then there was the Wheeler Shipyards north of Third, and they built steel ships. Mm-hmm. And Davidson built wooden ships.
What did Defoe into?
Well, a small boat, just to begin. He was principal of Park School, and this was a hobby, and then he started in small boats. Mm-hmm. And you asked me if I'd ever seen the lumber shipments going up and down the river. And I thought it over after that. I have. You know, the big tugs pulling scows mm-hmm. loaded with lumber. Mm-hmm.
No rafts, though?
Yes, rafts, I've seen rafts. And there was a salt mills. Now, I'm not sure of the location, but I think it was just north of 3rd Street Bridge on the west side of the river. Mm. And where what they entailed, I don't remember, but Dim's look for that. Mm-hmm. And
was Davidson building ships at the same time as Wheeler Yard and Defoe was?
I think so, yeah.
There wasn't any real...
Oh, Defoe was just a little bit...
Yeah, no competition.
No. I think both those, Davidson and Wheeler, were out of business, perhaps, when Defoe began mm-hmm. to get big. Mm-hmm. And the sawmill. Now, Bradley Miller was a planing mill, and that was some. It was in Banks, quite close to Belinda Bridge. And Miller was the one who lived in your house.
Oh, Miller?
Well, Bradley Miller.
Mm-hmm. And he was the one that had the planing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then Bradley was a. No family, a number of family here, money.
Did they start here and move here from somewhere else?
I don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could find out, now Jim might know that mm-hmm. if you could talk to him. You could even call him, you know, and well, of course you want it recorded.
Right, but if we can, if he's willing,
had,
we
he
can.
Said he would.
That's good.
And I know he just left. Mm-hmm. And then there were other big lumber companies here. Where the Fletcher place is on Marquette, do you know? It's over the viaduct, mm-hmm. that big building.
Oh,
that was formerly Neeland, Cooper, and Bigelow Lumber Company. Mm-hmm. And it was Neeland and Bigelow.
Mm-hmm. Where those the gravel yards and things are now?
No.
That's down farther?
That's near the bridge. This is just over the viaduct, and Fletcher Oil Company has been mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. It's for storage. And this was interesting. That Bigelow Cooper, their mill was where the city hall now is.
That close in the town.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yes, all the mills where it is. On Marquette there, and there was Bradley Miller and Neeland Bigelow, and I don't know where are these others. W.D. Young was in Salzburg, I know that. And then the Richardson Lumber Company, I think, was down near the Middle Grounds.
Mm.
And there was the Eddie Lumber Company, but I don't remember where it was. There was Ross and Wentworth. There was a big lumber company. And
were these around when you came here?
Oh, I think most of them.
Was there a time when all of them seemed to all of a sudden disappear?
No, I think they suddenly disappeared. I think one by one. I remember Bigfoot Cooper's very well in operation.
And they were getting lumber from this up north and then bringing it down?
Mm-hmm. I presume a lot of it came in by train.
Yeah, they say that's what really opened the area up for to be completely lumbered with the train.
But I have seen rafts of lumber on the river. And there was a furniture company in Salzburg, the St. Kelton's. Kelton Oran, it was called. And, I don't know when it went out of business, probably the 1920s. But Kelton's, you see, had a lot. And I inquired, I said, Peter Smith, P.C. Smith, owned some boats. But I couldn't remember whether they were large boats. I'm stumbling, so this would be awfully hard to understand. Or small. And this friend of mine said, no, they were small, more tugs and that sort of thing. But I think he had quite a fleet of them.
That was down where the, just across the window where the Kelton's was? Did they have his tugs down there?
Well, they, I don't know where that P.C. Smith, I knew his wife, but I didn't. And of course, Mrs. Kelton, Grandma Kelton had been a Smith, the sister of P.C. But I think he was out of business shortly after I came here. Mm-hmm. I'm not too sure of those dates, you know, because I'm familiar with the names and the people and all that sort of thing. And then they're the ones who had this West Bay City Sugar Company, you know.
Was that down on at the foot of Marquette there on the other side of the bridge? Maybe the Last Chance Bar there or something.
There was a lumber company there.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. And I don't know about the name. Now, Jim might remember all that.
You mentioned that Mr. McCauley used to skate.
Yes.
During the wintertime across to work.
We lived in the first block of Marquette, you know, that triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just go across Marquette and go down the river. And he'd skate home to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to skate it just off Winona Beach, or Winona Park here. They cleared the ice. Mm-hmm. For skating. But of course, I was used to indoor skating, and my skates were straight.
Mm-hmm.
Enormous was good. And for outdoor, you need that little tip up.
Right.
So I didn't enjoy skating here as much.
Mm-hmm.
But because we had indoor rinks.
You know? I see.
And what else we talked about the other day?
What about that suffrage thing that you were involved with? You said it was...
I remember, I was secretary. And Mrs. Kelton was chairman. Now, I think that... Oh, there were no demonstrations or anything like that. It was... they got the suffrage, didn't they, in 1918 or 19?
It was close to that, 19.
Uh-huh. Well, it was just a committee here.
Very dignified type.
Oh, yes, very. Oh, yes. And
you remember something about Mr. Davidson when in the 30s or something, near the market crash or something.
Oh, yes.
Serving donuts mm-hmm. and coffee.
Well, the People's Bank is the only one that didn't close.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the lobby all day, greeting people who were coming in to draw their money, not asking him not to or anything, just being very gracious. And they brought money in from Detroit, to, you know, pay off.
Mm-hmm.
And they serve coffee and I think donuts to people coming in. And most of those people were back the next day putting their money back in.
That's great.
And but I can remember the bank closing when all the banks didn't, what did they call it? Where everything was frozen. Bank holiday.
I see, right.
And my husband's check came from Chicago. And he put it in the bank one day, and the bank was closed the next. And, oh, there were many cases like that, you know. And, oh, I could go on and on, but wouldn't be worth it.
Well, why don't you go on and on? That's just what we're doing.
I seem to have so much to talk about the other night, and or to tell you, now I can't think.
What about Sage in the library?
Well, I thought afterwards, I said he was the only one that ever gave anything to Bay City. There was another family. I thought of afterwards, and I didn't write it down. He didn't live here, but he got his money. He made his money in Michigan Lumber, and he gave the library.
What? How he felt kind of beholding to Bay City because of the money he
made? I imagine so. And he perhaps was, yes, that perhaps would express it.
Mm-hmm.
And because there'd be no other reason. Others made money here and took it out of town.
He wasn't involved in the city politics then?
No. But this is just a little offside. You can cut it off, though. But I thought it was amusing. This Mr. Mundy that I spoke of, who was president of West Bay City Sugar, he was also president of the Bay City Hardware.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his desk sitting in front of the big window in the store. He was in politics. He was quite a politician. And there were these hotels. It was just a bad time. And a man came down from the north and stayed at one of those hotels. And in the morning, his wallet and his watch, all his possessions were gone. So Mr. Mundy knew him. He went over to him and asked him, I don't know whether he asked him to cash a check or loan him the money, and he told his story. And he said, just wait a minute. Now, this is story was told all of that time, but it's actually true enough. The person couldn't vouch for it. Mr. Mundy called up the hotel, and he said, Mr. So-and-so stayed there last night, and you have his wallet and watch, and he's coming right over. And he told the amount, 100%, and he's coming over for it now. So I went over and they gave it to him.
The man at the desk had it?
Mm-hmm. Well, a pirate,
he got it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And power of politics.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What else did we talk about that night down at the Rocky? Has this been of any use to you?
Sure, it's getting better. You mentioned Davidson, Mr. Davidson, being a kind of a nice old guy.
Oh, he was.
And
very, very fine.
And that
he was president of People's Bank for many, many years. And,
that's after his shipyard went out of business?
Mm-hmm.
After his shipyard went out of business?
Mm-hmm. And he was a big stockholder in the fair market.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big ones.
A lot of dough, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Very fine fan. Ed was a son by his first marriage.
Ed just agreed to talk just the other day.
Huh?
So you had Ed, had an interview with Ed just the other day.
Oh, you did?
I didn't, but somebody in the class did.
Uh-huh.
And it was the first time that that he would allow that. Mm-hmm. What about Boutel? Boutel was a big family, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Around here?
Mm-hmm.
What were they in? Were they in lumber also?
I can't remember. I knew. And it's another thing doing the Italian. I think boats.
Boats.
I think shipping. But I'm not sure about that.
What about Hirschfeld? He had kind of a humble beginning. You mentioned that his trouble getting
money. He's a pharmacist. I mean, he graduated from...
Isn't it the pharmacy college?
Mm-hmm.
Around here?
Yeah. Big Rapids?
Oh, yeah. Ferris?
Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether his father was in the junk business or not. I'm not sure. But Joe did start there, and he will tell himself how much he owed the bank at one time. Now he tells me, has told us, that he's rated, I forgot what the figures are, $3 million or something in Bradstreet. And yes, he's worked hard. He worked hard all his life. And it's good. And then there were the Swartz. They have the knitting mills, you know.
Wolverine?
Mm-hmm. Your father started
that. Did that start here?
Mm-hmm.
Quite a big company now.
Hmm?
It's quite a big company now.
Mm-hmm. Two boys run it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there were some fine old families here. A lot of rich lumber people.
What did they do, if all that money was around, what did they do? Just save it? Or build a nice house?
Mm-hmm.
People were pretty much to themselves. Mm-hmm.
Now, you know that house you asked me about.
Callie's house on Center?
Yeah. Bradley. That was Bradley's house.
Was that a second house of his?
Hmm?
Was that a second house of his?
Where is the other?
On 5th and Burney there. Wasn't Bradley in that also?
Well, Bradley didn't live there.
Oh, he built it. It was his.
No, that was Miller.
Oh, that's right. Miller, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, Bradley built that. But Bradley had large lumber interests out in Oregon.
Mm.
I guess the estate still has them.
Mm-hmm.
And, then there was Mr. Clements here. He built the Clements Library at Ann Arbor. He was a financier. And he was some Brown Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was that, is that a pretty old company?
Mm-hmm.
Did they always have something to do with cranes, or were they the war industry? Or?
Well, cranes is all I know about.
Mm-hmm.
And,
were shovels big back then?
The shovels was out in the center. That was Ramsey, and who the other partner was. That was a going concern at one time.
Mm-hmm.
But Brown Boys shipped cranes all over the world. You want me to sign it? You put
no,
one.
We can get that anytime.
But it seemed to me that I had more to offer the other night. I guess, you know.
I think it's just kind of blanking. But if we...
We should have made notes that night.
Well, we were talking about mostly before, again, being a school teacher to begin
mm-hmm.
with. and Hirschfield, the pharmacist, and some of these, you know, what they were to begin with before they got to be the influential family.
The ice used to get thick enough just beyond the Linda Street bridge there where the fish houses used to cut these big blocks of ice for use all summer.
Oh, yeah, in the ice houses. What about Winona Beach now? That was
a fun place, yes. It was quite a fun place. And there used to be some big name orchestras coming there, you know, for limited engagements. And there were all kinds of carnival stuff, you know. That's where Wright's were. And there was a big pier up there. I forgot that the other night. Quite a long pier. We used to go down there, and that's where we'd swim. And then a storm, like we've had recently, years and years ago, broke it up. I think it damaged the, I don't know what they call that, the opera house? Or not, or the dance hall. But that's where they had dances, and that's where they would have plays, and name bands would come. Because there weren't too many cars, you know, in that day, and people had to depend on the street cars for transportation. I remember many, many times waiting on our account paper. They must have run once an hour, because I remember waiting, you know, for the next ride home.
The industry then seemed to, when you were here even, be oriented toward lumber and things associated with lumber. Sugar beets weren't that big yet in farming, big?
There was a big chemical company now where the Columbia Sugar Company is, up that way at one time. I've forgotten what the name of it was.
Was it an offshoot of Dow? Or was it
Oh, no. Well, of course, Dow wasn't big then.
Wasn't it back then?
It wasn't big like it is now.
Oh, no.
I can imagine. I don't imagine a Dow. At one time, I would have known how old they were. That's something you could easily find out, too. Oh, no, they were small. Compared to what they are now.
Was there much travel between the cities? Or did everybody stick most? Midland couldn't have been that big.
Oh, no.
But would you go to Saginaw to see a show, or?
We had them right here.
Yeah, you didn't have to go to Saginaw. Mm-hmm.
And of course, the river road wasn't built then.
Oh, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. Where was the road that would go to Saginaw?
West Side
was the only one. The theaters, you said, had their complement of live plays and...
Yes. The only one I can remember is 80s Irish Rose, but we went to some very good plays there. That was the old Washington Theater. That's been torn down.
Yeah.
That parking lot is on that location.
That was a normal thing. It wasn't a big thing to happen. It was, you had troops come through pretty often.
Yeah, when I went with the state, but now the state was called the Bijou. And they had vaudeville there. Regularly. Of course, the Davidson building hadn't been built. And, I think Water Street Press was about the main, not the main street, at center at Washington. Yes, it's about the same. But it's changed, of course, a lot.
That's always been the hub of the city, center in Washington.
Yes.
Always with most activities been going there.
Where the People's Bank is now, that used to be First National and Bay County. They were in the same building, just one on either side of the lobby.
Two banks in the same building?
Mm-hmm.
Were there many
banks? Of course, they were small.
What about the Bay City Bank? Was it bigger than People's National back then?
Oh, no, never.
No?
Oh, no.
Is it an older bank?
No. I don't think so.
No.
Oh, no. People's is always a big bank.
Not too much competition for...
Well, the others have come along.